The real secret to getting great results is actually very simple. You have to make a connection. In all of your communication, in the emails, in your blog posts, in everything that you do, that you communicate with your subscribers, you make a connection. They have to see that you either are now or you were like them. You were in their shoes. Okay, you have to come across as genuine, as a real person, as an honest and sincere individual. How many times do we opt into somebody's list and the first message that we receive is, you know, like, welcome to my list. If you'd like to get a head start in blah, 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 click this link now. And there's a link there. And, you know, maybe they have another paragraph closing. How many times do we see that? That does not make a connection. That just comes across as a marketer. That's a hard sell tactic. In the very first initial email, you need to make a connection with some type of story. And you don't want to hard sell the product. What do you want to hard sell? Your personality. You. You actually have to be totally up on who you are. Not in a, you know, not in a prideful sort of way. Not that. But in a way of, I'm a real person. You have to play that off to them. That is what you want to sell in that initial communication. So like we talked about with the hard sell tactic of that first email, here's your link, you know, click it now. No, no, no. Start with a story, something that will engage your subscriber. Maybe, you know, your niche is gardening and you can talk to them right away. Hi there, Johnny, hi first name fix, you know, whatever. I know where you are right now because I felt that pain myself. I remember the days when I couldn't get a single thing to grow in my garden without, you know, dying just after it sprouted or whatever. You know your niche. Tell them a story. And even if it's a longer story, something that will engage their mind, something that will touch their emotion, something that will provoke them and let them know that you truly do understand. That is the kind of thing that is going to start building that relationship and make that connection, right? They have to be led down a path so that you build this relationship. And the only way that they're going to do that is if your initial communication is not buy my stuff. It needs to be, this is who I am. And you need to make a connection with them so that they know, you know, there's something similar there. You had a problem that they have. Now, you know the solution. You have to build up on that relationship. When I say that you need to sell yourself, here's what I'm talking about. A lot of the more, let's do it this way. You have to firmly believe in what you're doing. I totally recommend to people whenever they ask me about getting into business online, I always encourage them, look, find something that you're interested in. Find something that you like. And that is definitely where you want to start because you're going to be dealing with this thing day in and day out. You're going to be really building up a business. It needs to be something that you love. That being the case, the thing that you're going to sell is, and you really don't have to have a whole lot of charisma, right? It's not that you're, you know, trying to sell yourself as this magical person that everything you touch is gold. You don't have to be that, but you have to come across as yourself. You have to kind of pick. We'll talk about more about this later on, but you have to kind of pick an image that you want to have, a persona, if you will, and try to relate that in your initial message. People really want to be engaged. They want for you to, you know, when you make that connection with them, when they read your stuff or they watch your video that you made, you know, your blog post or an email even, everything, they want to see, you know, where they go, ah, they want to laugh with you. They want to see that you're a real person, that you experience the same things that they're going through, so that they can perceive you as a friend, and then they will take that advice from you. Let's take a look at some of the reasons that people subscribe to various lists. A lot of times they want to stay informed. And this is just good for us to know the reasons why people are going to opt into our list. They want to stay informed with that industry. Maybe it's a newsletter that they're subscribing to. So they want to know what's going on. They want to know what other people are doing. They want to find out about new and exciting things that are happening in that industry. They want to get a free offer. They'll opt in just because they want to get that free report or a free, like a discount, a coupon, something like that. They want to register for something, like perhaps there is a webinar or a seminar or some kind of teleseminar or just a, whatever it might be that people have to register for. They'll opt in to do that registration. So we have to bear in mind these main things that people are willing to subscribe for. What will they opt in for? And we have to, of course, meet those needs. If our newsletter, if we want to get people to opt in, then we address the reasons why people opt in. We have a newsletter that's going to give them informative information. Most people are not going to opt into a list. Like if you said on your opt-in page, opt in here so that I can send you affiliate offers. That's not going to get you nowhere. But yet, what do people actually do with their opt-in list? That's all. That's it. They send them affiliate offers. What does that mean? Are people going to be excited about staying on your list? Absolutely not. You have to give them a reason to opt in, but then you have to meet that need in order to keep them there, to keep their attention, to keep your influence. Now, I was talking a little bit ago about being excited about something, and I kind of lost track of where I was going, and I just remembered something that I wanted to mention here. The reason that I tell people to get involved in something that you're excited about, something that you really like, because you're going to be doing it day in and day out, is because that persona of you, the only way that you're going to be able to meet these needs right here, keeping people informed on a regular basis, give them something, good quality product or something for free, provide services for them that are going to be exciting for them, is if you actually believe in what you're doing and you're excited yourself about it. If you're interested in it, then that's going to come across. Let me give you an illustration. If I wanted to start, let's say, a hunting newsletter, okay? Because I was going to sell. I'm a hunter. I'm very interested in that. And I'm going to send out affiliate offers for hunting. That's the thing that I have decided to do, okay? I've selected that. Wouldn't it make sense? Like, if I'm an avid hunter, my personality is going to come out. Like if I went downtown and I was hanging out with my buddies and they're all hunters and we were talking about hunting stuff, I would be passionate. I would get involved in the conversation. We would have some dialogues about this. And my excitement, my enthusiasm would come out in that conversation. And it would be natural, right? It would be totally natural. If I can pick a niche that I can truly say like that, I'm passionate about that, then that, if I let that come across into my campaign, that's going to be, what do you think is going to happen with that? People are going to totally eat that up because I'm being sincere and I'm being honest. Now, if I am starting this right now, it's okay to say I want to get involved in internet marketing because I want to make money and work from home. That's totally fine. I don't even care if you're saying, I want to be an internet marketer because I want to make, 50 grand a month like you do. That's fine. I don't even care if that's what you're saying. But once you take the step and you said, okay, this is how I'm going to make my living, now I need to actually pick something to do that. I need to pick something to accomplish my goals here and make money. Okay, you have to now pick something that you're passionate about. That's what you should be involved in. And it doesn't matter what it is. if there is any kind of niche that you're passionate about, you know, there are a variety of methods that we can use to qualify our niche and make sure that there is going to be money in it. Because, you know, if you're into, I don't know, crocheting socks or something, that may or may not be a money-making lucrative niche. I have no idea. For it very well could be. There could be all kinds of stuff on the internet, and I just don't know. Because I've not looked it up. You know why? I have no interest in it. I am not a crocheter, so I know nothing about that niche. There could be people making $100,000 a month on that, and I have no idea. And guess what? I wouldn't do it. Even if I met somebody. Let's say I go to the affiliate summit, and I meet somebody, and he says, "Hey, what niche are you in?" And we're talking, and he says, "Yeah, I'm into crocheting. I'm into knitting, and I'm making $100,000 a month." You know what I'd say? I'd say, "Hey, that is great. I'm so glad to hear that." I would not jump over and say, "Well, I'm going to get into that because I'm only making $50,000 a month doing what I'm doing." No. No siree. Why? I want to enjoy what I do. That's number one priority. When I got started in this, a lot of it was freedom. Time freedom and financial freedom. What pushed me into, starting to do this was I did not want to be slaved down to a job, and I wanted the ability to, with my free time, go out and enjoy life. And to do that, fact is, nowadays, it's pretty tough to do that without money. I mean, a lot of the things I like doing, and I don't want to get off on a rant here or anything, but a lot of the things I like doing don't actually involve money, okay? Because I like hiking. I like camping. I like going to play racquetball and a number of other things. I do like hunting. I like playing guitar. And directly, those things don't necessarily cost a lot of money. However, in order for me to be able to go camping for a week or even just a weekend, I got to be able to pay some bills. I got to put gas in my vehicle, right? So I got to have money. So your desire, your passion might not directly relate to, you know, why you're doing this, why you're trying to build up a business from home, but it is intertwined. And you got to realize that to establish a real business, you got to be passionate about what you're doing. And that part of you that would naturally come out if you were hanging out with your friends. Say, I play guitar, okay? And if I was hanging out with my other friends that play an instrument and we play together, we can talk about some things. We can relate to one another. If I was to be introduced to some young person who just started playing guitar, okay, and I've been playing guitar for 22 years now, right? So I've learned some things, and I learned a lot of things the hard way. I would be able to relate to them. I'd be able to teach them. Right then and there, we just meet, and we're on common ground because I've been there. I used to not know how to play guitar. At some point, I had to start, right? I didn't come out of the womb with a pick in my hand. So I can relate to that person. And in relating to them, something is going to be opened up right then and there. Like if I just bump into somebody at Walmart and we just, for whatever reason, we get introduced by some friends. They say, "Hi, this is John," you know, whatever. And I'm like, "Hi, John." If there is nothing there to relate, to connect us, then the conversation is going to be very brief and we'll go on our ways. True? Exactly. Now, if somebody says, "This is my friend John and he just started playing guitar and I told him about you," bing, something just happened. A wall and a bridge, okay? A wall got put down and a bridge just got built. Now, I can relate to John. And I'm going to be able to, there's going to be a common ground that I can communicate with. And maybe I'll invite him over to my house. He comes over to my house. I show him a few things on the guitar. That very same model, that's exactly what we're trying to do here. Now, am I saying that you have to be an expert in your niche in order to establish this? Absolutely not. Why? Very simply. If, let's say, you started doing something like maybe you used to be a big fat person, okay? Sorry for being such a graphic, whatever. Sometimes my personality comes across too. So you used to be fat, and you got kind of tired of being fat, and so you did something and that worked, and that helped you, and you're not fat anymore. Or you just lost 5 pounds. Fine. You're not a fitness expert. Absolutely not. But if you tried something, maybe you were looking on the internet and you bought a product. And that product, you actually did it and it helped you lose 5 pounds. You're still overweight, but you lost 5 pounds. Now, what can you do? You can start talking to, if you decide that you're going to be you're going to build up your business based on the health and diet niche or whatever, you have something now that you can relate to them with. You can have, I tried this and I tried that. Nothing has been working for me. You could start a blog documenting your process. And sure, maybe today, since you only lost 5 pounds, you're not going to have a flood of traffic and you're not going to have hundreds of people ordering this product through your affiliate link. But let me tell you this, folks, the honest, honest, honest fact is, I'm not going to tell you anything right now that you go out and this weekend you get rich. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to do that for you. Those days, the days of paying 10 cents for a click on AdWords and making $10,000 over the weekend, pretty much gone. Okay, that's not going to happen. Now we have to change our tactic. We have to build something with people. But if you document in your blog your progress, imagine how powerful that is. They come to your blog and they see this is a real person who had a real problem, just like my problem. And here they lost 5 pounds. They're using this whatever program. They're doing it. They said it's easy for them. They said they were surprised because other stuff didn't work for them in the past. You know what? I really feel this, and I'm gonna get involved. I'm gonna encourage them. I'm gonna post comments on their blog. If you can establish that kind of interaction, that, my friend, is exactly what we're looking for, where people feel like they're a part of you. And whether it is losing weight or getting rid of acne or making money on the Forex market or learning how to play the guitar, it's all the same. Let you come out. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. If, let's say that I was to start teaching you like this, and what I would do is I would go and find a book and learn about something that I really didn't care about, and I would, try to show you and recommend. I mean, stop that. Imagine that. What would that do to you? If I really didn't care about what I was doing, would that not come across to you? Absolutely it would. If the only thing in my mind was buy stuff from me so I can get paid, don't you think that's going to get related to the people that are on your opt-in list? Absolutely it is. The only way that you can break down that wall that is, you trying to be a hard sell salesman is by being genuine. And being honest and being, I am definitely not saying you hide that you're marketing something. Absolutely not. But you do it, and in fact, I recommend that you be 100% transparent. That if there's something, you don't have to do it. You can do it kind of subtly. You don't have to do it like in your face. Hey, I'm going to make some money if you click on this. That's not what I'm talking about. But you don't do it in a way that you're hiding what you're doing. You do it in a way that you offer them something of value to them by that relationship that you're building. You offer that. You give it to them for free. You let them benefit from you for nothing in return. And then when you do make a recommendation, it has so much power, so much power. Let me give you a kind of a review here, but list building tip number one, It's actually three, but it's all on the same slide. So I called it number one. Sell you, especially in your very first interaction, your welcome email, actually your first couple of emails. You sell you. You sell your story. You sell your actual personality. You come across to them as a real person. So that's what you focus on. You, not the product, not hard sell the product, absolutely not. Barely even mention any product at all. You sell you. Always be upfront about everything that you do in your marketing. Don't try to hide the fact that you're a marketer. Absolutely not. In other words, it is okay, and I recommend even, that you tell people, look, I was in your shoes, I went through it, and I found this product that helped me so much that I tried it, and I recommend it, and I signed up to tell other people about it because I firmly believe in it. Now, one thing I want to address right here, because I know a lot of people are going to be thinking, okay, so that means now I can't sell products that I don't know anything about, and that's what most people do. Is they sell products just because it makes them a lot of money. You can use these tactics that I'm divulging to you here. You can use these and sell products that you don't know anything about. Once you become a master of influence, then you can pretty much sell whatever you want because you'll know how to do it. But what I'm not actually condoning that. What I am trying to establish here is that you truly do, you know, find out something that is of actual help and build a business around it. That kind of means that you don't go out there and just promote every fly-by-night product just because it's got a 50 or 75% commission. That kind of stuff is short-lived. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You can make money. You can use these tactics. And you can set up a niche and, pick a niche and start promoting stuff, and you'll do well with it. I'm pretty certain of that. However, I'm kind of doing like a long-term, you know, if you build up a business in a niche, you're devoting some time to it, and you're actually, you know, trying to build up something that's going to be there for years, right? Something you're trying to build up a process and a workflow and automation and just establish something that just works on its own. That's really more what we're shooting for here. Not, like I said, just not some, I want, you know, a list so that I can promote stuff and make some money one weekend. Keep your content top notch. We're going to be talking about actually giving away valuable, helpful information. Whether you do that through a video, or a blog post, or directly in your email, or whatever, you have to make that content original and very good. And I'm talking about the stuff you give away. If people find out that your content is available in 100 different places on the internet, then they're not really going to, there's not going to be that dedication and connection to you because it's like, you know, what's 100 other people are doing the same thing. Who cares? In that case, if you don't have a magical personality, then you're not getting anywhere because they're not going to stick around. Your content has to be 100% original. If your content is not original, then you're probably not following my advice here. As far as actually getting involved in it yourself and being sincere and establishing that connection with them, you've probably not actually gone through the actual, you know, whatever the problem is or whatever you're trying to solve for people. In order for you to be original and have excellent quality content, that's why it's so important that you are, to a great degree, personally involved and personally connected with the niche. I know a lot of people that their goal, and this is why I mentioned this earlier, Their main purpose is make money. And that's totally fine, but if that is your main reason for everything that you're doing, it's going to be very difficult for you to be passionate about the different niches that you might get involved in. I know there are some people also that don't have a lot of interest in, maybe you don't have hobbies or whatever, and that's entirely possible. But what you might consider doing is, you know, taking a look at some things. Go to a bookstore or something and find something to get interested in and get passionate about. I hope you're not just going through your life, you know, not really caring about anything and just wanting to make money. What would you do with the money if you had it? If you had a lot of money right now, if you had $50,000 in the bank right now, what would you do with it? I mean, I hope you wouldn't just sit in your living room and watch TV on the couch eating potato chips, right? What would you go do? If that's what you would be passionate about, then, I mean, start getting into it. You don't have, like I said, you don't have to be an expert. You just have to have an interest and, you know, get the ball rolling. That's the main important thing. But your content itself has to be really good, because what you're going to keep people's interest with is what you're offering. Essentially, the model here, if I could just abbreviate it into one, and I don't want to just drag this all out. I hope this is being helpful to you. But if I was to abbreviate what we're doing here, it would be this. You're going to give away helpful, informative information in exchange for an established relationship so that you're able to make a recommendation and influence the people on your list. If I was to summarize everything, that's the whole goal. In the next video, we're going to talk about promoting you and ways that we can go about promoting you.